we're back here on Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Thanks for joining us along here on this Saturday. Just getting a little bit ahead of myself just before and then backtracking. But man, Bloom Bake Shop, Boulder's Gym, learning about great local businesses, learning about Coffee Fest, the local leadership conference with Megan. And now we turn our attention to another local business that is providing some unique opportunities in our community, great and wonderful food as well. And it's Ember Foods. And we're going to talk with Jakob now from Ember Foods. How are you, sir?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. And thanks for being involved in Dane by Local. Tell us a little bit about Ember Foods, what it is, and what makes you different.
Well, we started our business back in 2019. And we started participating in food events such as Bodega. And we had a lot of customer interaction where the customers gave us feedback about authentic Indian food and snacks. And that gave us a lot of confidence in bringing our products to the people. And since then, it is just skyrocketing with the different type of foods we are giving to the public, as well as to local grocery stores, and people are enjoying those foods.
I love that. I love how quickly it's grown and how people have really taken to it. Tell us a little bit about what's different. What's different about Ember Foods and the type of authentic food that you offer? Can people expect?
Yeah, the food that we are giving to the public are some of the Indians' famous street foods and foods like and the snacks like samosas, which is served with tamarind chutney, and onion and dill pakoras, again served with the tamarind chutney, and other food products such as chana masala, then vegetable jaipuri. These are all Indian foods liked back in India and the people now in Madison. And another dish such as the mango lassi, which is made exclusively from Alfonso mangoes. And this mango is one of the best in the world. And no one can find such a mango here. So we are making mango lassi, which no one else is providing here in Madison. And people are loving it, especially in the food events. People come back and they ask us if we have got the mango lassi, and which is a very good, it's like a smoothie, a mango smoothie, excellent during the summertime.
Wow, I love that. I mean, again, bringing something completely different and new and unique to Madison and sharing that with us. We appreciate that. Also the care, I think about that. What is that like trying what goes into getting an item like that or an item of food to create a dish like that or an item like that for people here locally? There's a lot of effort and energy that goes into that, right?
Because absolutely, said Indian food is pretty elaborate. I don't know if you are aware of a lot of spices involved in it. Cooking process is pretty elaborate, and the fun is that the people are enjoying it. So all that pays off when the people come back and compliment us about the taste of the food and the uniqueness of the food.
Wow, I think it's fantastic. The website is embermadison.com. We're talking with Jakob with Ember Foods. And Jakob, I know you're not alone, so tell us a little bit about your partner in crime, how you guys work together to bring this food to the public.
Absolutely. This is a two-man work. My wife and I, my wife Nausheen, is involved in this process as well. And we don't have any employees. So we put all the hard work in it to get the authentic taste. A lot of effort goes into it and a lot of hours goes into it.
How much food sampling do you have to do to make sure it tastes right before you can serve it to others?
Well, we have experimented this at home and we have perfected the recipes. and we make sure that it is the right taste and the right recipe that we are providing to the people. And one of the proofs that we have is when the people come back and compliment us, and when we get repeat orders, that's the best part of it. And we have also been providing the dal, the different traditional dal, the lentil soup, and the people have been liking it. So it is the turmeric dal and the Madras dal. Both are doing very well.
Currently, how can people order from you? And then how do they pick up food from you? Is it delivered? How can they access your food?
At the moment, we are providing this food to Willie Street Co-op and Metcalf. And this can be found in the Delhi section, in the Grab and Go. And we also are negotiating with different outlets such as Eat Street, and they can find our food there too soon.
Are you can people hire you for an event at this point? Is that something that's in the future?
Absolutely, they can do that. They can contact us on our website and put the orders, which we have already started getting, the online food orders. And we'll be very much happy to provide our food to them too.
We're talking with Yaqub Kazi with Ember Foods. The website is embermadison.com. Taste of India here right in Madison, an authentic, unique taste. Yaqub, tell us a little bit more about some of the benefits of some of the spices, because I know, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into different food items, but we've heard a lot about how certain spices can be very beneficial health-wise. So tell us a little bit about what the uniqueness there is there and how that can impact our lives, just in the good taste as well.
Absolutely. Yes. The spices that we're using, such as the turmeric, the asafoetida, the carom seeds, these are all beneficial to your health, for your digestion, and to strengthen your immunity. No wonder why we find the Indians so slim and trim. It's because of the spices.
I love the you know, when you can get good, authentic dishes, I think it's so much more impactful, and it's something that people want to go back to. So the fact that you're providing that to people, and now you're getting into places like, it's more available, Willie Street Co-ops, like you said, Metcalfs. Other areas, are we looking at public markets, or can people find you on the weekends at places? What are some of the other places you expect to hopefully be, so where people can learn more about you, connect with you for your food from Ember Foods?
Yes. In May, we are starting the Bodega food event. So we are participating in all these food events, like Madison night markets, Bodega food events, and many other such food events. So they can look for us over there. And we'll be soon joining Eat Street. As I said earlier, Eat Street is very much interested in our foods. So soon we'll be joining them as well.
Wow. And what does your house normally smell like?
Not only the house, our clothes smell of spices too. So we make sure when we go out, we have a lot of perfumes and all the sprays on us, so that we don't smell of the strong smell of the spices. And of course, we work at the kitchen, at a commercial kitchen, where we prepare our food at Christian's Kitchen on East Wash.
Beautiful. And again, the Willie Street Co-op locations, you can find Ember Foods there. You can find them at Metcalf's, and you can order directly from them. So embermadison.com is the place to go for that. Yaqub, thanks so much for talking to us about your business. I remember talking to Nasheen a couple of years ago.
Yes.
When
yes.
It was very, you know, very new, and you were just cooking out of the house, and look where you've grown to now, and where do you hope to go in the next year or so? Continue?
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, now we also plan to open our restaurant at the Madison Public Market soon, next year, hopefully. And we'd like to share our food with most of the Madison people.
Fantastic. Jakob, thanks so much for your time. Say hi to Nosheen for me. And that is Ember Foods. You can find them at embermadison.com. Take care, Jakob. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jason.
Wow. So we can climb. We can have baked goods. We can go to Coffee Fest. Learn from local leaders at the local leadership conference from Day by Local. So much more. And then we can get unique Indian cuisine, authentic, good spices, great taste from a wonderful couple. That's this week. Let's get local. We'll be back next week for more. Outside the Pizza Box is up at the top of the hour.